All right, Michael Byrne, hey, I talked to you last year at Matterly. You were very emotional. First win, all of that. And, you know, we went through all the shit with you as a rider and this. This one, though, I mean, you were the heavy favorites coming in, and you guys did what you had to do. And Kyle Webster, dude, Kyle Webster.
Yeah, Kyle was amazing today. We felt pretty good about coming in this weekend. Obviously, Kyle was coming in last year like a little injured, so we were dealing with some stuff. And then, you know, we did the same thing we did last year. We got him over to us. You know, thank you to Honda for supporting Kyle. You know, obviously he's not an American HRC guy, but for them to allow him to ride their motorcycle is, you know, is true. We're truly grateful for that. And I felt like Kyle was, when I was watching him ride, like in the last few weeks, like I felt like he was in a good spot. So I was confident after yesterday, but then that's always Saturday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Chad and me and Matty had done that ourselves before and qualified fastest, so top three, and it didn't end up so good on Sunday. So
did he, like, so he went down the first turn both, did he cause it? Did he get taken? Like, I didn't watch any of the videos.
No, he got taken out pretty much both times.
Okay.
So
yeah.
The last one, somebody fell on his outside and took him down from the side. So.
Yeah.
So he really got screwed a little bit there.
Yeah, I would have been, honestly, I would have loved to have seen what he would have done if he didn't go down in the first turn. Like, what would the result have been? So, but for him to dig deep and just...
I think he was fifth overall or sixth overall, 250s.
Yeah, I mean, he came from last to sixth 250 in the first one, and then he was last to fourth 250 in the last one. So, it was great. And obviously, you always feel... like you're pretty confident when you're going into the last race if the weight's on Jet and Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to delivering, performing all year. So.
Any stress with Jet? I think he tipped over right early.
Did he? He tipped over at the top of the hill. I think he came together with gifting or something.
Yeah.
The lines came together and he went down.
So any stress at that moment?
Not really. Okay. Not really with Jet, obviously. Maybe if it was a little tighter, it would have been a little bit more stressful.
Sure,
but, you know, that's why we gave Hunter the first pick for the last moto, because if Hunter gets a hole shot and he can have some clear track, he's going to settle in and it's going to be hard for anybody to beat him.
Right.
So Jet's special. So we knew if something, whether it was the crash or a bad start, Jet was going to be able to come through the pack because, you know, that's what he does. So.
I was really surprised for Moto 2. You guys got two gate picks that close. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, but did you pull a Larry Brooks and you were standing there and holding it? Like, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, honestly, I was surprised that a lot of the first picks went on the other side of the box. So it left a lot of inside gates open, you know.
I mean, this is a pretty fair start, but still.
I was surprised for sure. We thought Jet would be on the other side of the box. But when he got that gate, we were like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
Second or last moto, saw what happened with Jet. Did he know he was going to win? Like, I was wondering if he was going to push it to get Eli, or were you guys relaying, we're good?
We were telling him just be smart, be calm, just kind of let him do his thing and come through. But, you know, there was no real sense of urgency. Just kind of let him be Jet. And then, you know, the last two laps, it was just like, hey, bring it home.
Right. And then Hunter made it interesting.
Yeah. Those first two motos, Hunter, I don't know what, Hunter dropped a couple of things out there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Still got it done. And then still had the energy for the second one. So it was cool.
Well, congratulations again. Really happy for you guys. It was another Tour de Force performance. So I guess we'll go for three in a row, right?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bernie.